Mark 10, beginning at verse 24. And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said to them, Children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. This passage ought to speak to our hearts today. We look around and we say, there's really no rich people here. There's really no rich people sitting next to me in the church. There may be a few people around me or in my neighborhood who are affluent, but most are just getting by. What does this passage have to do with us, especially us who live in the West? It has everything to do with us. I realize that we don't have many millionaires in our lives, most of us. In fact, we probably don't have very many people, so to speak, thousandaires. But I would submit to you that we are all rich. We are rich, and here's why I say that. 56% of the world's population, or 3.4 billion people, live in extreme poverty. They survive on an income of less than $730 a year, or $2 a day. Half of that number lives, 1.7 billion people, live on less than a dollar a day. At minimum wage, the average American worker earns over 50 times more than that. So I would say that qualifies us for being rich. The average American spends 20 cents a day on cosmetics, perfume, skin, hair products, 50 cents on jewelry, $3 on furniture and household goods, $3 a day on clothing, over $6 a day on gambling, $7 a day on automobiles, and over $9 a day on food. I'd say that qualifies us as being rich, as in comparison to the rest of the world. Over 3 billion people got up this morning not knowing where their next meal was coming from. Many do not have adequate clothing and shelter. Yet most of us got up today with a good home, plenty of clothing, some money, and enough food to keep us alive for many days. Once again, we are rich. If you compare yourself to some people, you know, you might not think you're rich, but the fact is, you are. Our financial problems, like our debts and our payments, would be welcomed luxuries by most of the world's population. Just what you owe, just your debt. One of the major problems with wealth, though, is that wealth can cause us to trust the wrong things in life. Here is the problem with riches. Riches can become an idol in your life. Anything that you ascribe worthship to, which is the meaning of the word worship, is your God. Worth, W-O-R-T-H, hyphen ship, worthship. Your God is anything that you give your worship to. Riches can tempt people to hoard what they have. They actually have a show on television of people hoarding stuff, and they made a show out of it. Hoarding every single thing that you ever had. There can be a strong temptation to think that what you have given is to be used to gain even more. To gain even more. Riches can also bring you false trust. You might think your money can buy you anything, even to the point of salvation. And we know that that is not possible. As I said, people here, especially in the West, riches have become an idol in your life. Riches cause people to hoard things. Riches cause people to have a false trust. Riches bind us too tightly to the things of this world. Having too much of this world's wealth can cause all of our attention and all of our affections to be focused in the world, to the exclusion of heaven. Matthew 6, verse 19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where today is your treasure? Where is your treasure? Is your treasure in the things of this world? Or is your treasure Jesus Christ? When you woke up today, is your life centered on Jesus Christ? Or is your life pertaining to the things of this world? People, places, and things. Where is your heart? Where is your treasure? Where is your heart? What do you worship? Colossians 3 tells us where our worship should be, where our heart should be, what should be our treasure. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above. Seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of the Father. Seeking those things which are above, where Christ is. Is that where your treasure is? Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Those houses, those cars, those boats, those friends, those family, that relationship, that job, that you fill in the blank. But the scripture says, if you're raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of the Father. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. See where it says, set your mind on things above? Set your mind, just like you click that remote control and you go to a specific channel on your TV set. Or you push a button in your car and you go to a specific radio channel. Or you sit down at your computer and you put in a certain www.whatever.com and you go to that website. That's what it means to set your mind on things above. You know the answer to that question right now. Are you setting your mind on things above, or are you seeking those things which are on the earth? Ask the Lord right now. He probably just told you already. Now you're pursuing this and that and this. You're setting your mind on this and the other thing. And one thing about riches, they often lead to other sins. Sometimes people with wealth, they come to think that there's no boundaries in their lives. Many people think that the only boundaries in life is the amount of money they got. I don't have enough money to buy that. But if I did, I would. Riches have you think there's no boundaries. And many often begin to live in a way that's not pleasing to the Lord. Sins like pride. Riches breed pride. Breed arrogance. Breeds insensitivity. Breeds indifference. Breeds self-satisfaction. Worldliness feeds on riches. Riches can destroy the childlikeness that we should have, the teachability that we should have. If you have money, you think you got it all figured out. Whereas you should be learning to the day you die. You should be able to be taught the day to the day you die. Are you learning anything today? Are you growing in wisdom and knowledge? Are you becoming more Christ-like today, but yet at the same time being more childlike? That's right, childlike. Children trust. Children have to look to somewhere else to be taken care of. I don't care how old you are. If you're in Christ, you're to be looking to the Father for your provisions day in and day out. According to Jesus Christ, the rich are not privileged. And many in the West think that they are privileged because they have money. And outside of the West, many their idol is to get to the West so that they can get money. But being rich is not privileged. It's actually underprivileged. There's many things in the way of those that live in the West. There's many distractions, whereas we're to set our eyes on Christ. We're to focus on Jesus Christ. This life is all about Christ. This life is not about accumulating things. Do you remember? That's what Satan did to Christ in the wilderness. He tempted him with the things of this world. I'll give you everything. I'll give you everything. In the book of Hebrews, it tells us this: therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. Consider. Consider. Chew on. Meditate on. Think about. Make it the focus of your life. Set your mind on Christ. Back to our text in Mark 10. You know, verses 26 and 27. And they were greatly astonished, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? But Jesus looked at them and said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. The men that heard these truths, these men heard what Jesus had to say and they understood it perfectly. Just like you who are listening today. If you are rich in this world's good and put your faith in the things you have, you will not be saved and you will not go to heaven. When the people in this text heard this, they are astonished, greatly astonished. It wasn't even just enough to say astonished, greatly astonished, astonished out of measure. Basically, it blew their minds. They hear these words and they just stand there with their mouths hanging open and with their chins lying on their chest. They're dumbfounded by what they have heard Jesus Christ say. Their response is to ask, who then can be saved? Bill, if you just said all this thing about us here in the West, who then can be saved? Have you considered the situation and realized that really we are all rich? When I gave you those numbers in the beginning, those statistics, which I hate giving, but I had to give the statistics to make my point. You who think that, well, I'm middle class or lower middle class, compared to eating in a garbage dump somewhere, I'd say you're rich. We all have possessions to some degree. We all have access to things at some level. We're all rich. The people in the text, they understand that anybody can become caught up in looking to what they possess rather than relying on the Lord. We're to rely on the Lord in simple faith. They hear Jesus, and it seems to them that he has forever slammed the door of salvation to everyone who possesses anything. Is that what the Lord is saying though? Maybe you've listened to this message so far and that's what you're hearing. But look at the text. Mark 10, verse 27. The point I had to make was, is that you're rich? Alright? No matter what you might think that you have, you're rich. But Mark 10, verse 27 doesn't leave us in despair. Because Christ looks at them and said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. See, now you have the good news. Jesus would let you know that there's hope today. There's hope. You don't have to trust your riches. Die in your riches. You don't have to be outside of the kingdom. You can be saved. There is good news. There is hope. Christ tells the people that what men find impossible, that men might find it impossible to break the hold of their things, of their stuff, but that God, in his power, is well able to set them free. Wherever you would find yourself today. If you're trapped by your wealth, trapped by materialism, trapped by relationship, trapped by drugs, trapped by possessions, trapped by power, trapped by privilege, whatever it is. Whatever it is that you're trapped by. With men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. If you remember a couple messages ago, I spoke about the rich young ruler. If he would have obeyed the command, the clear command of the Lord Jesus Christ, he would have been saved. He would have saved his soul. But he had his trust in something else. What do you trust today? What are you trusting today? If you are a child of God already, you've trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you taken your eyes off of Jesus Christ? In the beginning, after you were saved, Christ was everything to you. He was your treasure. Your eyes were focused on Christ all the time. But you've taken your eyes off of Christ. You've, as opposed to what it said in Hebrews about considering Christ, our apostle and high priest, and said, considering Christ, focusing on Christ, meditating on Christ, Christ being everything, you've been distracted by the things of this world. If that's true of you today, set your mind on things above. Stop setting your mind on the things of this world. The things of this world is passing away. They're going to come and they're going to go. But Christ is not coming and going. If you then were raised with Christ, the apostles telling us in Colossians, if then you were raised. You were raised with Christ. You've been raised from the dead. Seek those things which are above. Stop seeking the things of this world. They're never going to bring you satisfaction. When you get something of this, if your heart is in the treasures of this world, as soon as you get something, your heart's going to go to the next thing. That's the way the things of this world work. You set your mind on the things of this world, and as soon as you get that thing, whatever the thing is, fill in the blank, as soon as you get that thing, then your heart goes after another thing. Because the heart, the Lord has set eternity in our heart. Our heart's going to pursue something. So it's going to either pursue the things of this world, or it's going to seek the things of another world. Seek those things which are above. Christ, in the text in Colossians, is telling us there are things above. Seek those things which are above. Where Christ is sitting on the right hand of the God. Set your mind on things above. Not on things on the earth. Set your mind on things above. Two times in two verses, he's telling you, things above. That is the question before you today. Are you setting your mind on things above? Or are you setting your mind on the things below, the things here on earth? What will it be today? If you're saved, set your mind on things above. If you're not saved, set your mind on Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Stop pursuing the things of this world. You live 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. Haven't you not found out yet that the things of this world are never going to satisfy you? That nagging feeling that you got, I don't care what the thing is you're going to get on the say, it's not going to satisfy that. The only thing that's going to satisfy that void is Jesus Christ. And he simply would say to you today to come. Come. Throw that stuff down. Forget about that stuff. It's not going to bring you happiness. Never will. Never was meant to bring you happiness. The things of this world will not make you happy. Only Christ who is above will make you happy. He will fill you with joy. He is the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other satisfaction outside of him. There may be temporary satisfaction when you first get that thing that you wanted to get. But let me say this to you. I'm a Christian for over 30 years. I woke up today, set my mind on things above, and you know what? Christ hasn't disappointed me. I've had all the other things that this world has to offer. And they do not bring happiness. May be for a season, but eventually, whatever the thing is, the people, places, or things, they will disappoint you, they will wear out, they'll die, whatever. But Christ never will. He never will. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth.